Stay connected with the Monmouth University Hawks through a variety of social media outlets. Like Monmouth University Athletics on Facebook, follow at MU Hawks on Twitter, and visit youtube.com/MonmouthHawks for videos with MU coaches, players, and more.
Third down and short. Hayes will get the carry as we're back to action here. Quarter number two. Pounds it over the 44. Gets to the 45-yard line. That's going to be enough to move the stick. So Monmouth continuing to get first downs. That hasn't been the problem. Getting into the end zone has. Monmouth has wasted good field position a couple of times here tonight. That last stop by Roman Sandoval. Welcome back as we're up and going now in quarter number two. No score here early on. Matt Harmon, Gary Kowal, Ray Malvespina back in the studios, listening, of course, on our two stations tonight, 1160, 1310 AM, SureSportsNetwork.com. Out of the eye set, play action for Hill, wanting to throw, looking for Sterling, who will make the catch inside of Crusader territory, down to the 42-yard line, where it will be first down and 10. Statistically so far, Hill has had a tough night with that last completion, now 4 of 11 for the game, over 40 yards. Hayes, 8 carries, 28 yards. Asante, 7 for 25. So the offense having to work a little bit harder tonight than they did a week ago at times. On first and 10 now for Monmouth. Holy Cross showing blitz. Hayes will get the carry, take it down to the 40-yard line for a gain of 2. Man blitzing on the outside was Dabnis Atkins, who made the tackle. Neither team really, Gary, if you look at the stats, has done much offensively. 79 yards for Monmouth, 38 for Holy Cross. Big play, number of play disparity, though, in favor of MU.
Yeah, and the Hawks have run a lot of plays. They've run a lot of plays in Holy Cross territory where they are again right now, but unfortunately unable to put anything up on the board yet.
Second down, let's call it 8. 13:30 to go in the first half. Hill wanting to throw. Jailbreak, he'll throw it. Out of bounds. Monmouth was trying to set up screen to the right. Holy Cross read the screen to the right. Flag is down. This may be an illegal man downfield. Let's see what the referee says. Hill arguing his case with the referee. Calling offensive interference. That call doesn't seem to make much sense when they are running screen to the right. Charles Lamartina is our referee tonight. The umpire is William O'Brien. John Wilson, the head linesman. The line judge is Robert Schober. Russell Wyatt, the field judge. Christopher Smith, the side judge. And Sean O'Callaghan is the back judge. With that penalty, ball going back into Monmouth territory at the Hawks 45 for what will amount to a second down and 23. Fable has the H-back in the backfield to the left and just a little bit ahead of Hill. Hayes the D-man. Now Fable sets himself to the right side of the formation. Hayes will get it on second down and long. Gets the midfield for a gain of about 5 yards. Make it third down and 18 for Monmouth. Tyler Zeolia on another tackle for Holy Cross. Richards now will check into the game. He and Sterling goes a twosome off to the right, up top to the left. Davenport the wide guy. Sumlin is the man in the slot. Monmouth looking for a long third down completion here. Third and 18. Four-man pressure coming for Holy Cross. Off the edge. Hill in trouble. Eludes the rush. Stops and throws. Over the middle. He's got a man. It's Richards who will get tackled at the 39-yard line of the Crusaders. Hill was hit pretty hard in the backfield. Good pressure brought on that time by Chase Ullman, the outside linebacker. Monmouth getting themselves into a fourth down and about 8 yards. Spillane will come on to punt it away. Thought maybe the Hawks would think about going for it. It's kind of in that dead zone type spot of the field. And Spillane will try and pooch it or coffin corner it and try and pin Holy Cross back deep. Raymond back deep. Spillane off the side of the foot. Raymond will call for a fair catch and make it inside his own 15 at about the 13-yard line. They'll spot it out where Holy Cross will have it first and 10. 11:54 to go here, half number one. Still no score between Monmouth and the Crusaders.
And we go back to the field position game, Matt, as The Hawks have now pinned Holy Cross deep again. They ran a couple of plays from Holy Cross territory on that last possession, and the Hawks now swing the field position battle back into their own favor.
Also going to get a look at Stephen Elder at the quarterback spot here for Holy Cross. Talked about that in the open. We might see both Elder and Lachlan. It's Elder now to get the snap. Wanting to throw. Has time. Going down the seam. Looking up over the top. And just batted away by Joe Johnson at the last second. Tyler Artem was the intended receiver. And it will fall incomplete to set up a second down and 10. Our game tonight brought to you in part by the NJEA, the members of the New Jersey Education Association, working to make public schools great for every child. Second down now and 10. Elder, as we just saw, got a pretty good arm. Going to operate here with a four wide receiver set. Run option off to the right side. Here's the pitch to the outside. Elad Kovalu gets that as the second tailback. Will work it out to the 19-yard line for a gain of about six. Kovalu getting some more snaps here over the course of the last 2 weeks because of the injury to Guild, who was the starting running back. We may also see Brandon Flattery, who got some time last week against Central Connecticut State. Kovalu stays in as the back, wanting to throw again, going up over the top, and the catch made by Khalif Raymond out to the 28-yard line. That's going to be enough for an 8-yard pickup and enough for a first down.
Nice grab there by Raymond. Settled right in between Joe Johnson and the freshman safety, Kevin Butler, right in between them for the first down pickup.
That's the first down of the night, by the way, for Holy Cross. On first and 10 now, Crusaders will send Raymond in motion. Option with Raymond to the right side, wide side of the field. Raymond going to tuck it, get upfield. Tripped up at the 30. And then falling forward to the 33-yard line. Stop made by Masick in the middle. Gain of about five to set up a second and five. Kovalu to the right of Elder. Again, a four wide receiver set, two to either side. Elder checks the defense over. Monmouth with a four-man rush. Ball swung to the outside, up over the top of Raymond. That will go incomplete. Coverage by Johnson and Sikowski. And set up now third down and five.
The Hawks have done a good job on defense until that most recent third down pickup, as you said, was their first of the night. The Hawks have done a good job getting off the field so far tonight on third downs defensively. Can they do it again here on third and five?
Jake Weiserich has come into the game at a wide receiver spot. First time we've seen him tonight. New wrinkle as a stack formation either side. Two receivers for Elder to work with. Here comes pressure, and Elder will get sacked in the backfield. Almost eluded the rush. Good pressure put on that time. It will go as a sack back behind the line of scrimmage. I believe we can credit it to Eric Masick, who is the man who made the play happen. It'll set up fourth down and long. And for Holy Cross, they will have to punt it away. Just the second sack of the season for Monmouth as a defensive unit. Coe had the one last week. Phillips standing at his own 25-yard line, waiting for the kick from John McCumber. This one a wobbly one, the worst of the effort so far from McCumber, but it does get a pretty good Holy Cross bounce and will trickle out at the Monmouth 23-yard line. Still looking for some points on the board for either team. We're at the 9:36 mark of the second quarter. No score between Monmouth and Holy Cross. Coming up at the half, we'll take you around the country. A lot of scores to get into on a busy Saturday, and we're in that kind of middle part of the day where the day games have become complete. The 3:30 starts kind of getting into the second half, and the night games and action still to follow. Just the third time here they've played a night game at Fitton Field. They bring the lights in. These are not permanent structures. First and 10 for Hill. Flaring one to the outside. Catch is made by Phillips at the 28-yard line. That'll go as a gain of five. Make it second and five.
Of course, Elijah Phillips flipping from DB to receiver. I think he's done a good job. He's run some good routes. Nice comeback on the ball right there. He's become a pretty consistent target for Brandon Hill. And at least Brandon knows that Elijah will catch the ball and find himself open at times.
We'll stay into the game. Far side wide receiver formation left. Was the intended target here again. Nice defensive play made up over the back of Phillips by Irvin Scott, who will get the pass breakup. Third down and five now for Monmouth with 9:03 to go in the second quarter.
We're going to see a two running back set here as LaVon Cheney, the freshman, will come on alongside Julian Hayes.
Talked about Cheney actually on our ride up, kind of waiting for him to be maybe a bigger part of the offense and getting a crack here on third down and five. Maybe a pass option out of the backfield with a three wide receiver set. Hill was looking in his direction, now going to run for his life off to the right, find someone. That one deflected away, almost intercepted, and then almost caught. Was deflected by someone. Two guys for Holy Cross came together, deflected it again. Sterling had a last gasp effort at it, and one more time Spillane will come on to punt it away.
Kind of an odd play there because he had Sumlin. He didn't really throw it into the double coverage, but there were two Holy Cross guys bearing down on Eric Sumlin as the ball went up. And as you said, Sumlin kind of tipped it, and Sterling almost came over and made a play.
So Spillane will have to punt it away again. The punters have been very busy tonight for both teams. Holy Cross looking for good field position. Wobbly kick in the direction of Raymond. This is returnable. Changes, reverses, fields, goes right, now comes back to his left. Gets it out to the 46-yard line, where it'll be first down and 10 for Holy Cross. Definitely their best field position so far of the night.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And it's been a lot of defense thus far. And both teams have been able to get critical stops when they've needed to. And here Holy Cross will have an opportunity just shy of Monmouth territory.
First down and 10 now for the Crusaders. It looks like it will be Elder to stay in at the quarterback spot. Elad Kovalu will stay in at the running back. Trip set off to the right, tight end back to the left. Here's the give for Kovalu. He is hit at the line of scrimmage and then driven backwards. Big hit coming up by Darnell Leslie. Forward progress will get Kovalu back to the line of scrimmage, but he went backwards about 6 or 7 yards. Leslie, a guy who just continues to impress, known more as a pass rush guy, but has gotten better in run support from his defensive end spot. Second down and 10. Four wide receivers into the game. Tight formation for either two on the side. Raymond in motion from left to right. He will get it end around. He's dropped back behind the line of scrimmage. Nice hard charging play that time for Dave Demersion, who will make the stop. Loss of two. Make it third and 12.
Good penetration twice in a row from the MU defensive front, and then that time it came from the linebackers, but the defensive front created that opportunity for Dave Demersion. Two straight tackles for a loss sets up a third and long.
Monmouth will bring in Kevin Butler as the nickelback. Three safety set with Butler, Gray, and Sutton all down over the top. Elder wanting to throw, setting up a screen. Kovalu will make the catch at the 45-yard line, getting to midfield. Squirts through for a couple of extra yards into Monmouth territory at the MU 47. Still a good solid 2.5, maybe 3 yards shy. Tom Gilmore talking it over on the sideline. He has not sent the punt team on yet. And now here they come. Talked about how busy the punters have been tonight. This will be the fifth punt of the night for McCumber. Spillane has punted five times as well. 6:55 and rolling in the second quarter. No score. Holy Cross bringing one of their gunners from the right in, anticipating Monmouth pressure. McCumber a wobbly kick. Phillips wants to return it and will. At the 15-yard line, looking for a block. Doesn't have much as he moves to his right. Gets to the 16 and nothing more than that. Covering down the field with a good solid coverage. Irvin Scott and Andrew Zitnik combine on the tackle for the Crusaders.
Phillips went and made the catch on that one at the 15-yard line. Kind of not the traditional way that a punt returner would maybe view that one, but I have no problem with Phillips making a play on that ball. A 0-0 game, neither team's offense has been able to find the end zone yet or get anywhere near scoring range. MU had one opportunity early, but I have no problem with Phillips trying to maybe be a spark and make a play there.
It was a slow change here as referees going over to both sides. Referee is here on the Holy Cross side, and some of the other officials on the Monmouth side talking about something. There's no flags on the play.
Here's updating some scores from Brown College football today. We have a final Brown 45, Georgetown 7.
And now Monmouth again just kind of walking around on offense. Holy Cross doing the same on defense. There's no flag out. I'm not sure what the discussion is here for either side, because both head coaches are having conversations on their respective sidelines. Hill wants to get back to work here for Monmouth on the offensive side. Hawks' best chance stopped at the one-yard line after a fumble from KB Asante, who was trying to stretch the ball and break the plane. He's back into the game with Morrow in a two-back set for Monmouth. Tight end to the right. Here is the give for Asante. Cuts back at the line of scrimmage, trying to go left. He'll get two and then be driven backwards. Roman Sandoval, the first man on the scene for a Holy Cross.
Tackle is made by number 32, Roman Sandoval.
Sandoval, a guy as a fifth-year player.
Second down and eight.
Team leader in tackles. Had a good one a week ago, five tackles, and had a fumble return for a touchdown against Central Connecticut State last week. Those fifth-year guys can be very important to the structure of your football team. Four-man rush here. It'll be Asante again. And KB with a good solid run this time off the left side, taking it out to the 27-yard line. He's going to have enough for a Monmouth first down. Seemingly, Gary, in this game, Monmouth has kind of dominated, at least statistically, and they seem to have the better of the play. But on the scoreboard, there's still goose eggs for both teams.
Yeah, you look at the first quarter possessions that MU had. Asante fumbling at the one-yard line. They had another opportunity from midfield. The Hawks have had their chances with good field position, just have been unable to convert.
Hill back on here for a first down and 10 from the Hawk 27. Three wide receiver set. Davenport up top to the left. Richards and Sterling near sideline to the right. Brendan Sook in at the tight end spot. Hill pumping once, going down the far sideline for Davenport, overthrown. It'll set up a second down and 10.
On that last first down run by Asante, just before the play, Holy Cross had gone with a defensive substitution where they only had three down linemen, and they brought in some guys smaller in stature, and it helped the Monmouth left side of the line. Patterson and Reese Johnson were able to open that big crease for KB Asante, but I mention that because right here they bring those big guys back in.
Davenport, a guy for Monmouth in the offensive scheme who has yet to kind of find his stride this year, just six catches coming in to this one through three games. Here's the give to Asante off the right side. Good spin move for KB. Ball popped out again, but the knee did hit first. Out to about the 33-yard line. It'll be a gain of just about five. Third and five now. 5 minutes remaining here in the second quarter. Hawks trying to at least get something on the scoreboard before halftime.
Gain of 5 yards on the play. Third and five.
Asante better make sure he secures that football. Hard runner, just like Hayes is. You know, you fight for those extra yards sometimes, and it actually comes back to hurt you. Three wide out set again. Sook in motion from left to right as the H-back. Hill, little play action. Looking over the middle. Wants Sterling, who will make the catch and break a tackle the 40-yard line. And then Sterling gang tackled at the 47. That will move the chains with 4:27 to go here in quarter number two.
And that's what Neil Sterling can do for you. You find him open. An offensive line with a great job of protection there. Hill had a lot of time and found Neil Sterling, who stepped in front of his defender, used those big hands to make the catch, broke a tackle. That's the prototypical play that you want out of Neil Sterling.
Second catch of the night for Sterling. Sets up a first down and 10 for MU, coming down near the four-minute mark. Here's the give for Asante, who cuts back, goes to his left, and will work it into Holy Cross territory. Stacked up at the 46-yard line. That will go as a gain of eight. Make it second and eight. Monmouth just continuing to try and churn out some yardage here. Again, Hawks have had the better of the play, but still looking for that first score of the evening. Hill will stay here with Fable as the tight end. Set to the right. Two back set. Hayes comes back in. He's the tailback. Morrow, the fullback, set to the right. Hayes will get it. Makes a move with a line of scrimmage. One man miss. Make another man miss. He'll have the first down inside the 40 to the 39-yard line. That's a six-yard pickup, and the sticks moving again for MU. Monmouth right back up to the line and looking to continue this good offensive series. Morrow and Hayes, two back set again. Phillips and Davenport, the two receivers. Hayes going to get it. Off tackle to the right side. Tripped up at the 35-yard line. Gain of four. Make it second and six. That stop made by number 94, Dwayne Cameron. This is another good, solid offensive drive. Stick around at the half. We'll go through scores from around the country. We'll look over the stats in great detail on this one. Get you set for the start of half number two. Mama trying to end half one on a high note. Hill wanting to throw. Looking for Fable, who will make the catch. Working out of bounds. Good pattern run all the way down to the 20-yard line. That's a 19-yard pickup. And Zach Fable hauls that one in. His second catch of the season.
Yeah, his first catch since that touchdown at Liberty, and a nice route there. He broke away from his defender, got his feet down on the sideline, and the Hawks in rhythm a little bit offensively here.
Well-run pattern, too, to get out of bounds and stop the clock with 2:22 to go. Now the clock back up and running with Sterling and Davenport splitting the field. Fable formation left, two backs again in the backfield. Asante will get a crack at it this time. Runs hard into the middle part of the line, short gain. Just about a 2-yard pickup to the 18-yard line. Host of purple jerseys in on that stop. Mammoth certainly within field goal range right now, but you know MU thinking about getting 6 and then 7 up on the board if possible. Plenty of time to work with here. Second down and 8 from the Holy Cross 18-yard line. Asante checking in, single back. Richards and Davenport up top, formation left. Sterling near sideline to the right. Holy Cross showing blitz. Here comes Asante with the carry. Not much to work with off the right side. Maybe got a yard to the 17-yard line. Ullman and Howell both in on the stop. Gary Aqua there as well. Aqua pretty active as a 6'2", 260-pound senior, plays, they say, defensive tackle because he doesn't necessarily line up over the center all the time, but he is the middleman in this 3-4 set. Time continuing to tick down. Play clock's at 10. Game clock now at 55 seconds. Hill on third down and long, wanting to throw. Going into the end zone, looking for a man. Ball hauled in. Touchdown, Mammoth! Big catch put on. We talked about him. Where was he all season? And now emerging into this game, Lamar Davenport hauling it in. And 6 on the board for the Hawks. Mammoth taking the 6-0 advantage.
Great grab there from Lamar Davenport. He's able to get his feet down. He had to wait a moment. I think the officials had to look at each other and make sure he got the foot down, but he did. And a great ball from Brandon Hill to get it over the safety.
Yeah, that was maybe Hill's best throw of the night so far. Spillane on for the extra point. Davenport scoring that one with 46 seconds to go. Bad snap. Good hold by Velas to pull it back for Spillane. The kick is up, and it is good. Mammoth finally on the scoreboard, leading 7-0 here. Late in the second quarter, we step out for 30 seconds. You're listening to Mammoth University Football on the Shore Sports Network. Good drive for Mammoth that time, resulting in 7 points on the board, a much-needed score and a half. They have dominated in many facets of the game. Hawks leading it now 7-0. Lamar Davenport bringing that one in for his first touchdown catch of the season. Must have heard us up here talking, partner, about, you know, where has he been? Hasn't seemed to develop yet the relationship with Brandon Hill. And then Hill throwing a great ball up over the top. And Davenport doing a magical job of catching it and keeping his feet in bounds.
And Hill with a little bit of faith in the wideout Lamar Davenport there. But fitting it into a tight spot. Brandon Hill making as good of a throw as Davenport made a catch.
Santangelo, Lucas Santangelo on to kick it away. And he will boom it out of the back part of the end zone. Another touchback for Santangelo. He has been very good handling those chores all year long. Now, we talked about it actually on a Holy Cross kickoff to begin the game. That kickoff return has basically almost been removed from part of the game. You know, even in the NFL where the ball has moved up a little bit, it's just a part of football that doesn't really exist too much anymore.
I think they try to eliminate it with players coming full speed at each other, probably having a lot to do with the head injuries, but you don't see a lot of kickoff returns anymore.
First down and 10 now for Holy Cross. Elder stays in the game at the quarterback spot. He's taken over for Lachlan, finding Raymond inside. He will make the catch and come forward, fall right at the 33-yard line, a couple yards shy of a first down. Timeout has been taken by the Crusaders. We'll keep it here with 39 seconds to go. You know, you think, Gary, in the overall feel of this game, we talk about Monmouth kind of dominating statistically, certainly time of possession, total plays run, but up until that last score, they had put nothing on the board, and you hate to have a whole half go by. And even though, you know, to me, Monmouth could be up 14, 17, nothing, at 7 or nothing, at least you can go in saying, hey, we put something on the board. We know we can now score against this team.
That's a huge touchdown for MU, because I think it would have been a little bit of a rotten taste in your mouth heading to the locker room with all those opportunities that they had early on. They recover the fumble, and they turn the ball over inside the five. Then they get another good field position with starting at midfield, unable to convert. I think, you know, at least swings the confidence in their favor a little bit. They're now playing with a lead. 39 seconds to go in the half. We'll see if the defense can hold that lead heading into the locker room.
Yeah, that's the one thing. You certainly don't want to give anything up right now and allow Holy Cross to get back in to this game before the half comes to a close. Monmouth with a four-man rush. Here comes Elder looking to throw, going down over the middle. The intended target there was number 88. That's Nate Stanley, the senior. Had actually slipped past the coverage, but the ball thrown off the mark a little bit. Now third and two with 34 seconds to go, and the clock stopped.
Seems like going back to that Holy Cross quarterback battle, they trust Elder to put the ball in the air a little bit more than they trust Lachlan.
Monmouth with that 7-0 advantage. Elder wanting to throw, looks down over the middle. Mike Fess, a guy who we talked about on the pregame show, the top receiver for Holy Cross. Monmouth has done well keeping him in check. That is a first down, however, and Holy Cross not content to just go in the locker room. They want to get down in the scoring position. Quick pass here to the outside. That one is hauled in by Tyler Artem, and he will get out of bounds at the 46-yard line with now 20 seconds to go after about a 5-yard pickup, second and five. Elder looks over to the sideline, has the one that he wants. Two receivers to either side. Cavallu, the single back, will go out of the pattern. Elder in trouble, throws it up for grabs as he was being dragged down by Darnell Leslie, who almost got his first sack of the season. Instead, just an incompletion to bring up third and five, and now 13 seconds left.
McComber's career long is 46 yards. That came almost a year ago to the day against Dartmouth. He hit from 46 against Dartmouth here, so his range is right about at that 45, 46-yard mark.
Trips this time off to the right. Single receiver left. Elder looking right. Now comes back left. Going deep down the sideline. Throwing it out of bounds. Artem again, the intended target. It'll bring up fourth down and five with 7 seconds now. Holy Cross, I think we'll run a play and just chuck one down. Nope, they'll actually bring the punt team on. I thought maybe they would be thinking about at least a Hail Mary attempt. You think with 5 seconds left, actually they put a couple seconds back on the clock at seven now, that the clock would expire, but playing it somewhat safe, John McCumber will come back on. Monmouth not putting anyone back in a punt return position. McCumber rugby style kick off the right side. That ball will bounce at the 35, go out of bounds as the clock hitting zeros, and our first half has come to a close. MU 7, Holy Cross nothing. Monmouth, 30 minutes of game action away from picking up win number one on the season, and it would be a big one for so many reasons. We'll step out of here and take a 2-minute timeout. When we come back, we will start things off on our halftime show with our scoreboard from around the country. Lot of action taking place. We'll do top 25 FCS action. We'll look at the Patriot League. We'll look at the NEC, the Big South, and some of the bigger games in FCS football today as well. 2-minute break. We're back right after this for the start of the halftime show. It is Monmouth 7, Holy Cross nothing. You're listening to Monmouth University Football on the Shore Sports Network.